This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Troy and Ed, good morning.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Today, how important is one-on-one time with your kids?
Oh, well, we only have one singular kid, so we can only speak from that perspective.
Yep.
But I would say absolutely vital.
Yep. Incredible.
All right, thanks for talking to us this morning.
That was really good.
Do you want to say anything first about that?
No, I find it really, really important time because, you know, in the busyness of life, it's still, you know, sometimes, you know, the demands, you know, we're in ministry and so there's often demands of ministry, which means that we don't always spend as much time at the quality end of the day with our children. And I know that's how it is with Taylor. And so, you know, having that one-on-one time says it's connecting my life with my daughter's life in an intentional way that just says you are still very important to me. And so much so that I'm going to put aside anything else I wanted to have planned for a period of time just to focus and concentrate on you.
Yeah.
So I think they're invaluable.
Yeah. And we can only speak from the perspective of a daughter.
Yeah.
We don't raise a son in any way, but I think the mother-daughter time is really important. And Taylor's 7, so that's a very positive, fun time for us. Having been a teenage girl, I can kind of see what may be ahead. And so I see all our time at the moment is actually me laying a great foundation between her and I for whatever is in our future.
Whatever comes up.
In terms of those kind of things. And just building that trust, building that rapport. Not as friends. I don't want to be her friend. I want to be her mother. But still just, you know, taking those times and knowing Taylor's love languages, you know, the books about you know, love languages.
Yes.
There's one about kids and that was really important for us. We know what Taylor's love languages are. Quality time is kind of her first one. So even if I'm just sitting on the lounge watching a movie with her, that is great. And that actually brings out other conversations with us. So it's grabbing those moments. Mm. Different for a dad and daughter, I think, a different relationship there, but...
Absolutely. You know, we're getting to the stage now where I have the privilege of being able to talk to Taylor about life lessons, you know, particularly like about boys at the moment, even though she's only 7, help preparing her to understand the male mind. And how many years do you need to do?
Boys are horrible. Stay away from boys.
Well, one of the examples, like the other day, we're at a McDonald's restaurant and there was these two teenage boys. And they were doing, they put their thick shakes on the ground and they're doing handstands with their shirts off and trying to drink the their thick shake.
Oh.
Meanwhile, there was three groups of girls, the girls serving at McDonald's, one on one corner and one on the other corner, and watching these two young guys doing trying to drink and things like that. And I stopped and said to Taylor, Look at how crazy boys can be to try and get the attention of girls.
Yes.
You know? And so just taking these few moments of just, you know, opportunity just to point out things that could affect, you know, the way that she grows up. And so that's what I see really important as dad and daughter time is one of those things, is to start sowing into her life lessons for the future, which ordinarily may not happen through the busyness of life and over dinner and all that sort of stuff. There's an intentional time to do that. So it was great.
Yep.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but the way I'm reading this is you're saying that there should definitely be set aside time.
Yep.
But also making most of the moments where you just find yourself together and pointing out that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a combination of both.
Definitely. And, you know, and I think it's important for myself as well because I want to start getting her from a male perspective, you know, getting her to think about, you know, her future husband, you know, what are the attributes she's wanting to look for in a guy. Not that there's anything perfect about me by any stretch, but it's taking that time to engage in a male, you know, a male-female relationship and start sowing into that. So she starts preparing to know what to look for and preparing her life and her heart, hopefully for a great godly man. You know, not that I am, but necessarily, but hopefully she will, you know, be able to experience that.
Now, were these guys successful in drinking the shake?
Look, they actually were. They're very impressed.
Yeah.
I wish I could have done that, you know.
Yeah, I'd like to be able to do that.
That'd be cool. You'll try it a bit.
I really don't think I'd get there, okay. But I'll have a crack. We should do it together.
Be a physical challenge.
We should go to McDonald's and take our shirts off. Might not have the same effect.
A little disturbing, I think. Troy and Ed, thank you.
Thanks,
you're
guys.
Welcome, guys.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.